This is Senator Al Simpson. Congress can't solve the nation's budget crisis, but it has a brand new spending plan for you. Congressional campaigns paid for by you, the taxpayer. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, taxpayers do deserve some breaks. Isn't it enough that they're getting the bill for the Democrats sucking up all the savings and loan PAC money? They're tired of the bailout and the budget deficit, but now you and your left-wing visionary chums want taxpayers to pick up the cost of congressional campaigns. Ted, you're not fooling a soul trying to pass this turkey off as campaign reform. Bad enough, the taxpayers had to toady up $500 million to help finance the last three presidential races. Instead of hitting on the real issues of campaign reform, getting rid of PACs, prohibiting soft or sewer money, limiting out-of-state contributions, the Democrats don't want to just pass the buck. They want to spend it first. Taxpayers have enough of a burden without sticking them with the cost of a lot of well-off congressmen running for office.
Al, you couldn't be more wrong. Public financing of elections is the wisest investment in the country's future that any taxpayer will ever make. It's like what Winston Churchill said about democracy. Public financing may not be the ideal way of doing things, but it's better than any of the alternatives, especially the ones you mentioned, Al. You'd still leave elections on the auction block for sale to special interest groups and fat cat campaign contributors. We've already got public financing for some elections, Al. Under the innovative leadership of Senator Russell Long of Louisiana, we adopted it in the 1970s to clean up presidential elections after Watergate. We've used it in every presidential campaign since 1976. It's worked brilliantly each time. Even Ronald Reagan used it in 1980 and 1984, and George Bush used it in 1988. If public financing is good enough for presidential elections, Al, it's good enough for Congress. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.